Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the fourth Sunday of Lent, also called Letare Sunday. First reading will be taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verses 14 to 16, 19 to 23. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 137. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 10. Gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. The theme of our reflection is Rejoice, but be on your guard. On the fourth Sunday of Lent, also known as Letare Sunday, we are reminded that our Lord Jesus' death on the cross is the ultimate, the supreme expression of God's love. Hence, we must joyfully prepare to commemorate God's act of love. However, my brother, my sister, we are reminded in today's readings that we are still distant from the Lord, and that we have yet to fathom the efficacy of God's sacrificial love. This seems to be the case. The menace into this world, the abuses and sufferings of the needy, the wanton destruction of life, our struggles with sin, and our rejection of the spiritual and anything good is clear evidence that we have chosen darkness rather than the light of Christ. Thus, we must pray, my brother, my sister, that the wrath of the Lord is not unleashed against us. Nonetheless, God's wrath might befall those who care less about the well-being of others. They fail to note that the trajectories of darkness often glitter like gold, but end in futility. Based on the experiences of God's people in today's first reading, we can say that constant rejection of the Lord's commandments and defilement of His creation could delay our enjoyment of God's given grace and deaden God's flow of joy and happiness in our hearts over time. And so, my brother, my sister, we must change our direction, long for God's love, and not doubt His presence. Build with the Holy Spirit, and not truncate our relationship with God. For the Lord has done great things for us in Christ Jesus. Through His goodness towards us in Christ Jesus, the Father has spared us the wrath caused by our sins. He decided to love and not condemn us, to enlighten us with His graces, and to grant us life and happiness in pain and death. Thus, my brother, my sister, we have been freely saved by God's grace and placed on the path to eternal life. Since human effort ends in vain without God's grace, since self-alienation from God leads to doom and hostility against God is a lost cause, let us learn to cooperate with God's grace by stepping out of the shadow of darkness and sin. We must consciously reject actions and attitudes that make loving and serving the Lord difficult or impossible. My brothers, my sisters, we must not forget that we are God's work of art. And so let us surrender ourselves to the Lord for remodeling of our lives. Let us thank Him for His willingness to care for us each day, for His willingness to share the fruits of His grace of forgiveness, kindness, and care given to us each day in Christ Jesus. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady's Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.